This is BBC Radio 4. And now for BBC Radio Drama.
Yes.
No, not yet, Raymond. Right. And for today's BBC Radio Drama, we present, in our opinion, almost certainly, one of the most up-to-the-minute, technologically advanced, and dramatic radio dramas ever before attempted in the history of the radio in the world today. We present The First Man on the Moon, a unique moment in British radio drama and British drama generally as we reenact almost certainly the most important moment the world has ever known, probably since the world began. Written, conceived by and starring one of our most unique, historic and treasured national theatre companies, the National Theatre of Brent. But first, please welcome into your homes and into your hearts the Artistic Director and Chief Executive of the National Theatre of Brent, Desmond Olivier Ding. Yeah. And now,
please welcome the entire...
I'm just about to say that, Raymond.
Right.
Please welcome the entire acting company of the National...
Raymond's Box.
No, Raymond.
Box.
Thank you, Raymond.
Thank you.
So anyway, before we launch into today's drama... Any brief off-the-cuff questions at this stage, Raymond?
Any what?
Any brief off-the-cuff questions at this stage, Raymond, you'd like to ask me before we begin today's drama? About the moon, for example.
Oh, yes, right. Yes, the moon, right.
For example, how long has the moon actually been there, in your opinion?
In my opinion?
No, in my opinion, obviously.
Oh, right, yes.
In other words, what are the origins of the moon?
The oranges of the moon?
No, the origins of the moon.
The oranges of the moon?
No, the...
What?
For example, how long has the moon...
I'm just asking that, Desmond.
Thank you, Raymond.
Thank you, Desmond. For example, how long has the moon actually been there, in your opinion?
Good question, Raymond.
Thank you, Desmond.
Well, as you know, Raymond, I've done many years' worth of fascinating researches into this subject for this particular programme.
That's right, Desmond. In fact, one could safely say there's not much Desmond don't know about the moon, is there, Desmond?
That's very generous of you to say so, Raymond.
Pleasure, Desmond.
Right. So the moon...
Yeah.
...has almost certainly been there in the...
Sky.
Sky, obviously, for literally thousands of years.
Thousands? That's amazing, Desmond.
Amazing but true, Raymond. So, thank you, Raymond, for that perspicacious question, and on with the show. Thank you, Raymond.
Thank you, Desmond. Oh, and one further perspicacious question, Desmond, if I may.
Certainly, Raymond.
Thank you, Desmond. So... Where exactly, in your opinion, Desmond, done the moon actually come from, in your opinion, Desmond?
Another good question, Raymond.
Q.
And the answer to this fascinating query...
Yeah.
Right. Leading experts, such as myself, now firmly believe that the moon didn't just float in from nowhere, so to speak.
Right.
But was originally, in fact, part of the Earth. But then one day, and with no warning whatsoever, burst out of the Earth and flew up into the sky and quite literally become, as it is today, the moon.
Thank you, Desmond. So, Desmond...
I better get on now, Raymond, if you don't mind. I've got a lot to get through.
No. Just asking, Desmond, in your opinion as a leading expert...
Yeah.
...which actual bit of the Earth did the moon actually come from, Desmond?
Which, Well, obviously, none of us can be entirely certain.
Right.
In other words,
yeah.
It's a little hard to pin down the exact...
Well, roughly, Desmond.
Well, roughly.
Approximately.
Approximately. Southampton.
Southampton?
Yeah. All right?
Yep.
Marvellous. And so, viewers at home, I hope you will find these brief background notes not only illuminating, but indeed... pretty crucial to this week's radio drama. And so, without further ado... let us go boldly now to the very, very beginnings of tonight's mighty story... to where, so to speak, it all began.
So travel with us now to those first fragile moments, the very dawning or birth, if you will, of the... Thank you, Raymond?
The Space Age!
Thank you, Raymond.
Thank you, Desmond.
And see where we find ourselves. So, where do we find ourselves, Raymond?
Yes, in a little anonymous, all-un-American home. In Hi-Hi-Ho.
Ohio.
Hi-Hi-Ho-Hi-Ho.
Oh.
What?
Ohio.
I'm saying it.
Well, I must say, my darling wife, Mrs. Armstrong...
Oh.
Isn't it lovely to be in our comfy all-American living room in the 1930s, probably, in our all-American town in Ohio?
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
Oh, yes. But oh, look, my lovely wife. Look at our little, tiny little baby boy. Doesn't he look comical, doing all them comical things babies do?
Yes, he certainly does. But look, my darling husband. Now look what he's doing. He's doing it. He's doing it. He's standing up. I don't believe it. For the very first time, he's standing on his own two feet.
Yes, he certainly is. Standing on his own two feet for the very first time. Just as you say. But wait a minute. What's he doing now? He seems to be wobbling slightly. Is he? Yes. No. Good heavens. Look. He's done it. He's done it. One small step. Look, Mrs. Armstrong. Look.
Heavens to Betsy, yes. Well done, little Neil Armstrong.
Well done, little Neil Armstrong. That is quite a significant developmental step he done, isn't it, Mrs. Armstrong? Who knows what other magnificent things he will achieve later in his later life?
Who knows, Mr. Armstrong? But of one thing we can be certain, in my personal opinion, the sky's the limit.
And now, let us move swiftly on now to the year of our drama. The year it all happened. And it certainly did happen in the year that it happened in. 19... Thank you, Raymond.
96.
No.
What?
69.
1699.
No, no.
What? 1799.
1997.
1969.
Right. Thank you, Raymond.
Oh. And a day never to be forgotten. The day the newly elected president, the Richard Nixon, entered the White House, giving his first press conference of the historic White House Rose Garden in the back garden of the White House.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Yes, yes. As you know, I am Sir Richard Nixon, the winner of the general election for America, and your new president. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. And welcome to the lovely Rose Garden at the back of the White House. But first, and before I begin my presidency, allow me to introduce to you the man who got me in, so to speak. Yes, the man who done it all, and also has it all, in my opinion, my personal friend, personal organizer, and personal trainer, Sir Henry Kissinger. Hello, Henry.
Hello, hello, and congratulations on getting into the White House, Mr. President, and becoming the next President of the United States of the U.S. of A.
Thank you, Henry. And I think we can safely say everything's coming up roses.
We certainly can, Mr. President.
And now, over to you, Henry.
Thank you, Your Highness. And now we must go straight away to your famous office in the Oval Office.
Quite right, Henry. But what are we going to be doing there, precisely?
Planning the presidency, Your Excellency.
Good thinking, Henry.
Thank you, Your Highness. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the world's press. Mr. President! Mr. President! Mr. President!
Thank you.
Mr. President!
Thank you very much.
No, no. Mr. President!
Thank you.
President.
No more questions,
Mr.
please.
President.
No, no. No more questions. Thank you. Thank you. Right. Let's go up. Well, here we are, Henry, in the famous Oval Office. Who'd have thought I'd ever sit here? At my oval desk, in my oval chair, looking through my oval window and having a hot cup of Ovaltine.
Incredible, Your Highness.
Certainly is, Henry. So what's first?
Wait a minute. I've got an idea.
Yes, Your Highness.
I know we're only half an hour into my presidency, but let's see the latest results of my popular presidential popularity poll.
Are you quite sure, Your Highness?
Quite sure, thank you. Tell it to me like it is, Henry, and don't pull no punches.
Righto, Mr. President. I won't. Here's the latest results of the latest popular presidential popularity poll.
Go for it, Henry. Let's hear them.
Right, Mr. President. The votes are just in, and I can now tell you that so far you are the most unpopular president the United States has ever known.
That's impossible. I demand a recount.
Certainly, Your Highness. Even worse, Your Highness.
Oh, no, Henry. But how on earth did this happen, Henry?
I'm afraid to say, Mr. President, it's because of all your dodgy dealings.
My dodgy dealings? You mean all my political chicanery and general skullduggery and illegal activities I've been up to?
Yes.
But if they don't want me doing the dodgy dealings, why on earth did they elect me to run the country, Henry? Answer me that, if you will.
That is one of the great unsolved mysteries of the universe, Your Highness.
But what are we going to do about it? Any ideas?
We got to turn your reputation around, Your Magnificence.
Turn my reputation around? Good plan, Henry. But how, Henry, how?
Let me think for a minute. Got it.
Oh, phew. Thank goodness, Henry. So what's the plan, Henry?
We got to stop the people looking at your shenanigans.
I beg your pardon?
We got to stop the people looking at your shenanigans.
My shenanigans? But there's so many shenanigans.
There certainly is, Your Highness. So what we got to do is get the American people...
Yes, yes.
...looking somewhere else.
Brilliant, Henry, but where on earth can we get them looking?
Not at the Earth, Your Highness... But at the moon.
The moon? How can the moon help us in our current predicament?
How can the moon help us in our current predicament?
Yeah.
Because if the American nation is looking up at the moon, they won't be looking down at all the dodgy dealings we're doing down below, if you get my meaning.
I'm getting your drift, Henry, and I like where you're drifting. But tell me this, if you would. How actually will we keep the whole world looking up at the moon, Henry?
Because we're going to be on it.
I beg your pardon?
We're going to be on it.
What? You and me on the moon?
Not you and me on the moon, Your Highness.
Oh, well, that's a relief, because I wouldn't fancy...
me, Your Highness.
Right. But I still don't get it, Henry.
Right. So listen carefully, Mr. President. Here's what we do.
I'm all ears, Henry. Fire away, please.
It's a harebrained scheme, but it might just work.
Hello?
Oh, hello, yes. Is that the Houston Space Station in Houston?
Yes, it is as it happens. This is the Houston, Houston, and the Houston. And who might this be, please?
This is the President of the United States here.
The President? Please.
Well, I was just wondering, do you have any spaceships available by any chance?
Spaceships. What kind of spaceships? Large, medium?
Large, please.
Large, right. Ah, oh, yes, here's one. How about the Apollo 11?
The Apollo 11?
Yes.
Is that available?
Hang on, just checking that for you. Hold the line, please, caller.
Right.
Yes, it's available. The Apollo 11.
Oh, good.
So where would that be for, exactly?
I'm sorry?
Where are you thinking of going?
At the moon.
The moon, right. If I could just have a small deposit, please.
Certainly.
Just to secure the booking.
Right. And how much would that be?
$35 million.
Fair enough. Cash or card?
Card, please.
Okay. And can you deliver?
Yep. Thursday?
Afternoon, if possible. Got the United Nations in the morning.
It's all go, isn't it?
You can say that again.
Oh, and by the way, you'll need a pilot.
A pilot?
Yes. You'll need a fully trained astronaut, geophysicist, and thermonuclear thing at the peak of his fitness and with 20 years experience in the field who happens to be available for the next couple of weeks.
So do you have one of them then?
I did have one here, but he's just gone out.
The pilot's gone out?
Yeah.
Oh no. What are we gonna do? We need the perfect pilot for our purposes.
The perfect piper for the perfect peck of picky purposes?
Yes.
I know just the man.
So what's his name, please?
His name is Sir Captain Sir Neil Armstrong.
Hello? I beg your pardon? Yes, this is Captain Sir Neil Sir Alan Armstrong here, from the American Air Force, speaking on his newly installed American Air Force in-car telephone. Who's that speaking, please? Sorry? The head and chief executive of the Houston Space Station in Houston? Well, this is enormous honor and privilege, if I may say so. Sorry, what was that? No, I'm not doing anything for the next couple of weeks, as it happens, apart from doing this very boring desk job I'm doing on a daily basis. Yes, it is a bit, actually. Yeah. I beg your pardon? Am I what? To boldly what? Go where no man has what? The moon? That's what I thought you said, Air Commodore. I had no idea I was even in the run-in. Well, all I can say is, this is one great small... Hang on. Bye. Hello, Mrs. Armstrong. I'm home.
Hello, my darling husband, Captain Armstrong.
Hello.
Hello. Just in time for your TV dinner, my husband. Pastrami on rye, eggs easy over, hash brownies, and a Julius Caesar salad, just like you like it. But what is it, my darling husband? Why is you looking all pale and pasty-faced all of a sudden? I hope you've not gone off your food doing all your boring desk job you have to do on a daily basis. Don't you want your TV dinner? I spent literally hours and hours rustling it up in the kitchen diner.
No, it's not that. It looks absolutely lovely. It's just that something's just come up.
Like, what do you mean precisely?
I'm going to be away for a while, my darling. Doing the moon landings.
Doing the moon landings? What do you mean, doing the moon landings?
Exactly what I say, Mrs. Armstrong. I've been personally invited to be the first man to walk upon the moon.
First man to walk upon the moon?
Yes. And it will be my great personal honour and one that I shall personally...
Can I come?
I'm sorry?
Can I come?
Can you come? Hardly.
Why?
Well, you're a lady.
So?
They don't allow ladies on the moon.
But who are you to say that ladies cannot walk upon the moon?
Because...
Yes?
I rule the roost in this household, and that's the way it is, and you are my wife.
Oh, really?
Yes, and that's an end to it, Mrs. Armstrong. Now, I'm off to the moon, and I wish to hear no more about it. Is that understood?
Yes.
Good. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You say you're lonely. You cry the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river.
Come in, would you please?
Thank you very much, sir.
And who are you, please?
Group Captain Sir Neil Armstrong, reporting for the moon landings, sir.
Ah, yes, do come in, Sir Captain Armstrong.
Thank you, sir.
No, thank you. So, all ready for the moon landings, Colonel?
Certainly am, sir.
Good. Done all your training and whatnot?
Yep.
How did it go?
Apart from throwing up on the horrible thing that spins round at breakneck speed in 7 simultaneous directions for 24 hours?
Yep.
Very good, sir.
Good.
So what's next on the agenda?
Next in the agenda?
Yes.
We need 2 more moon men too.
Right.
Do you think of anyone in mind?
Well, I got a couple of ideas. I'll give them a ring immediately. Goodbye, General, and good luck.
Goodbye, Colonel, and good luck to you too.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Hello?
Speaking.
Hello, Buzz. Neil here.
Oh, hello, Neil.
Hello.
Hello.
Just wondering.
Yeah?
Couple of weeks?
Not as far as I know, Neil.
Well, in that case, would you care to join me in the moon landings, Buzz?
The moon landings? Yes, please.
Righto. See you there, then. Bye, Buzz.
Bye, Neil. Hello?
Oh, hello. Is that Mrs. Collins?
Speaking.
This is Alexander Armstrong here.
Oh, hello.
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 So,
Yeah?
Would it be possible to speak to Phil, please?
Phil?
Phil Collins, yeah.
Unfortunately, he's not here at the moment, I'm afraid. He's, in the bathroom.
Oh, he's having a bath?
No, he's in the bathroom.
Oh, having a wash?
No.
Brushing his teeth?
No, he's on the toilet, isn't he?
Oh, right. Thank you. Would you mind kindly asking him if he'd like to do the moon landings?
Do the moon landings?
Yes.
Righto, one moment, caller.
Certainly.
Phil? Yeah. It's Neil on the phone, Phil. Hello, Neil.
Hello.
He says, do you want to do the moon landings?
Do the what?
The moon landings.
The moon landings?
Yes.
Yes, please.
He says, yes, please.
Righto. See you on the spaceship, Phil.
Righto.
Bye.
Bye.
And so, the very next morning, having completed their basic space training, the three fully trained basic spacemen arrived at the Apollo 11 for their historic mission. Within seconds, the space elevator took them hundreds of feet up to their special space module, which was to be their home for the next 5.5 years.
5.5 years?
Days.
That would be impossible, Desmond. No one could stay.
I know that, Raymond, thank you. It was a slip of the tongue, all right?
Yep.
So,
you said 5.5 years, Desmond.
Yes, thank you for pointing that out again, Raymond.
Thank you.
So where was we?
In the elevator.
Ah, yes, that's right. So here we are in the elevator, Buzz. So just push the up button, if you would, please, Buzz.
Certainly, Neil. And hold very tight, please. Look down there, Neil. Everyone's watching.
The whole world's watching, Buzz.
Certainly is, Neil.
We're causing quite a buzz.
Yes. You, me, and where's Collins?
I think he's in the bathroom.
He's having a bath?
No, he's
having a wash.
No.
Brushing his teeth?
No, he's on the...
Oh, right.
So, here we are then.
Yes.
In our special space cabin. Our new home...
And garden.
Right. So let's take a look around, why don't we?
Oh, yes. Look at all the little twinkling lights. I've never seen so many lights a twinkling. How on earth are we going to understand them all, Neil?
I'm sure we'll get used to it, Buzz.
Yes, it's not exactly rocket science.
It is, actually.
Right. So what's this little tiny flashing light here, Neil?
What little tiny flashing light, Buzz?
The one that's flashing.
And what's it doing again?
Flashing.
Right. So, look, I'll just look it up in my handy manual. There we are. Little tiny flashing, tiny little... Oh, yes, here we are, on page 998. It's telling us how long we got.
How long we got till what, exactly?
Till we take off.
Till we take off? And how long we got till we take off, precisely?
Looking it up in the manual right now, and, right.
What?
10 seconds.
10 seconds? 10 seconds till we take off?
10, 9, 8.
Who's that speaking?
7.
Houston Space Station in Houston.
Oh, no. Houston in Houston. But where's Phil? Get out of the bathroom, Phil. What's he doing in there?
6, 5.
What do you think he's doing in there? Phil.
What?
4, 3.
We're taking off, Phil.
Phil.
Coming.
2, 1. 0.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Sorry to bother you.
Yes?
Is this the waiting wives' waiting room?
The what, sorry?
The waiting wives' waiting room at the Houston Space Center in Houston.
The waiting wives' waiting room at the Houston?
Yes.
Yes, it is, as it happens.
Mind if I sit down?
Not at all, no. Here's a seat, look here.
Oh, thank you. So, are you a waiting wife?
I am, yes.
Hello.
Hello.
So, whose waiting wife are you, then?
I am Mrs. Armstrong.
Hello, Mrs. Armstrong.
Hello.
Hello.
So you are...
Mrs. Aldrin.
Hello, Mrs. Aldrin.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So it's
Just the two of us.
And Mrs. Collins, obviously.
Oh, right. And where's Mrs. Collins?
She's in the bathroom.
Mrs. Collins?
Yeah, probably just leave her.
Right. So anyway, just think.
What?
They're on their way. Flying to the moon.
Yeah.
Landing on the moon. Walking on the moon. Amazing.
Amazing, yeah.
So exciting for the heroic menfolk, isn't it, Mrs. Armstrong?
Hmm.
Anyway, I can hardly wait for my heroic All-American husband, Buzz, to come home. He will be an inspiration to all the All-American children throughout the world, won't he, Mrs. Armstrong? Are you all right, Mrs. Armstrong?
Yes, thank you.
You seem a little...
No, I'm fine, thank you.
I just think it's important we appreciate this great historic moment that will be spoke of for thousands of years to come throughout the history.
I am fully appreciating it, thank you.
Tell you what, though, glad it's the men doing it and not us. I wouldn't know where to begin driving a spaceship. Would you know how to drive a spaceship, Mrs. Armstrong?
I've never been asked, Mrs. Aldrin.
Sure you're okay, Mrs. Armstrong?
Yes, thank you.
You seem a little upset, a little... angry?
I am not a little upset. I am not a little angry.
Quite sure, Mrs. Armstrong.
What, that they're up there driving spaceships in the stars and we're down here in the waiting room? No, that all seems perfectly reasonable. The men gallivanting up the Milky Way and us down here doing the dusting and the hoovering and the plumping the cushions.
Would you like a lovely homemade chewy choc chip cookie?
No, I don't want a lovely homemade chip chop chewy chop chip.
Chewy chop chip.
I don't want it.
Right. Point taken.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Attention, please. Attention, please. Attention all waiting wives in the waiting wives' waiting room in the Houston Space Center in Houston. The Apollo 11 is on course, on time, and en route for their destination, the moon.
So, how are we doing, Neil?
We're on course, Buzz.
Well, that's a relief, Neil.
Certainly is, Buzz.
So, what are you doing now then, Neil?
Just clicking a couple of switches, Buzz.
Clicking a couple of switches.
Clicking a few more switches.
Clicking a few more switches.
And a couple of big knobs.
I beg your pardon?
Big knobs.
Big knobs?
This one here.
All right.
And that one there. And there we are. Wait a minute. What's that?
What's what?
That unpleasantly low rumbling noise.
Oh, sorry, that's me, I'm afraid. A little bit peckish.
Oh, right. Tell you what, then, Buzz.
Yes, Neil?
How about rustling up some of your delicious homemade in-flight space catering?
Delicious homemade in-flight space catering? Why not? So, what do you fancy, then, Neil?
Well, what have you got, Buzz? What's on today's menu?
Just taking a look, Neil. Ah, yes, right. For the entree, I can do you lovely braised rack of lamb with a medley of seasonable vegetables and Westphalian beans, or seared tuna à la Castilian with wild rice and mushrooms, or pork noisette with red cabbage, peas puree and prunes.
Oh, that all sounds absolutely lovely, Buzz. What will I decide? I know. I'll go for the rack of lamb, please.
Rack of lamb? Good choice, Neil, if you don't mind my saying so. One rack of lamb coming up. Oh, just one thing.
Yeah?
Owing to our spaceship gravity situation, we are unfortunately unable to serve the food any old how. Otherwise, it'll be all flying everywhere and getting in all the equipment. So all the in-flight catering will be served in attractively labelled tubes.
Tubes?
Yeah.
Mmm.
So, one rack of lamb coming up.
Thank you. Actually...
Yeah?
I think I'll go straight for the pudding.
Straight for the pudding?
Yes, please.
Certainly, Neil.
What is the puddings, by the way?
Well, I can do you a lovely Morello cherry cheesecake with orange foam sauce, a choice of sorbets with homemade hazelnut biscuits or blackberry and tangerine syllabub.
Oh, what will I choose? Mmm, spoilt for choice, Buzz. I know. I think I'll go for the syllabub.
The syllabub?
Yes, please.
One syllabub coming up.
On second thoughts...
Yeah?
I'll just have the coffee.
Coffee?
Yes, please.
Milk?
Yes, please.
Sugar?
Two, please. Lovely.
Don't mention it, Neil. So, do you think Collins will be hungry at all?
I'd be very surprised, to be honest. He's been in the bathroom the entire journey.
Right. Anyway, just call up Houston.
Righto. Hello, Houston. Hello, Houston. Hello, Houston.
Actually, Raymond.
Yeah?
I do the talking to the Houston.
Sorry?
I do the talking to the Houston.
I thought I do the talking to the Houston.
No, I do the talking to the Houston.
So I'm doing the landing, then?
No, I'm doing the landing.
You're doing the landing?
Yes.
You're doing the Houston and doing the landing?
Yeah.
So what am I doing, then?
The catering.
But I've done the catering.
Oh, yes. Do the navigating, then.
Roger, Roger, Neil.
OK, Buzz?
OK, so where are we going again?
The moon.
Right.
Right?
Yep, got it.
Right. So I'll just call up Houston. Hello, Houston. Hello, Houston. Come in, Houston. Come in,
Houston. Hello, Houston. Hello, Houston. Come in, Houston. Come in,
no,
come
no,
in, Houston.
No, no, Raymond. Raymond.
What?
I'm doing the Houston.
You're doing the Houston.
I'm doing the Houston.
Right.
Thank you. Hello, Houston. Hello, Houston. Come in, Houston.
Hello, Houston. Come in, Houston. Come in, Whitney. Come in, Whitney, Houston.
No, 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 Raymond. Raymond.
What?
I am doing the Houston.
Yes.
Right. We'll start again. Hello, Houston. Hello, Houston.
Hello, Houston. Hello, Houston. Come in, Whitney.
No,
come
no,
in, Houston.
No, no,
come
Raymond. Raymond. I am doing the Houston.
All right.
And we're ready to land. Ready to land.
Ready to land?
That's right, Buzz. Final checks. Final checks.
That's me, actually.
Oh, right.
Thank you. Final checks. Final checks.
Thank you, Buzz. Landing gear.
Landing gear. Are working.
Our windscreen wiper.
Are working.
Headlights and side lights.
Are working.
Reversing light.
Are working.
Intergalactic teletransporter.
Are working. Alien space death ray lasers. Are working.
Yes, thank you, Raymond.
Klingon spacewarp mine probe. Are working.
Yes, that's enough, Raymond. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, coming into land. Coming into land. Hello, Houston. Hello, Houston.
Hello, Houston. Hello, Whitney. Hello, Constable. Constable Whitstable. Come in, please. Whitstable, Constable. Hello.
No, no, no. Raymond. Raymond.
Sorry.
Coming into land. Coming into land.
Oh, no. I'm spilling the syllabus.
Leave it, Buzz.
Oh, no.
May I do the announcements, please?
Yeah.
Coming into land. Coming into land.
Landing, landing.
Raymond.
What?
I'm doing it.
Well, do it then.
I'm trying to do it, for God's sake. Hello, Earth. Hello, Earth. The eagle has landed. The eagle has landed.
The eagle has landed. We're illegally landed. Illegally landed.
I'm doing the eagle.
All right. Do the eagle. Can you believe it, Neil? Look out the window. We're on the moon.
Yes, Buzz. We done it.
Yes, we certainly done do it.
Yes.
So where will we go now then, Neil?
Where will we go now?
Yes.
Now we will leave this place, which hath been our house and home unto us, and go whereunto no man hath yet trod.
Right.
And so it was the little tiny space module touched down upon the surface of the moon. And the moon did lie motionless before them, and all about them the great silence of the lunar night.
But meanwhile, unbeknownst to our brave travellers, back on the world, thousands upon thousands of television sets, some small, some big, some just right, was tuning in to that inherent moment.
That's right, Raymond. In fact, it is now believed by experts of the moon landings that, incredibly, the TV sets of over 590 million people, at least twice the population of the entire world, was all tuned in together at that precise moment.
Good evening. This is the BBC here, and this is the latest news of the moon landings.
Good evening, and here is the French news all about the moon landings.
Good morning, and here is the Australian late-night news going on about the Loon moon landings right now.
Good evening. It's the new news from Peru here, and the moon men are landing right now.
Hello, everyone in Italy, and here's the latest moon landings news from Italy.
Germany.
Spain.
New Zealand.
Japan.
Argentina.
Russia.
And TV Southwest, covering Cornwall, Devon, Dorset.
And the Scilly Isles. And good evening, viewers, and welcome to the American television on the air right now as it actually happens. And now over to my colleague. Hello.
Hello. Hello. So what's happening right now?
Right now?
Yes.
I'll just have a look. Good heavens.
What?
The spaceship door's opening.
The spaceship door's opening?
Yes. And here they come.
Oh, yes, coming out the spaceship. And you can just hear them heavy breathing through their space breathing equipment.
Yes, you certainly can. But now look.
What?
It's Neil Armstrong, look, and he's just taken his first will-be-famous step upon the moon.
That's absolutely incredible, viewers. What a momentous moment for the whole of America and for the whole of all the whole of the American peoples in America. Well done, America, and well done, Mr. President.
Well, we done it, Henry. We done it. I'm going to be the most popular president ever from now on, and no one's going to notice any of my dodgy dealings.
Quite right, Mr. President.
So anyway, Henry, talking of dodgy dealings, how are all the dodgy dealings while we're on the subject?
All going very well, Your Highness. Very dodgy.
That's what I like to hear.
Right.
So tell me, Henry, what is the actual latest dodgy dealing, Henry?
Latest dodgy dealing? Just have a look in my dodgy dealing dossier. Yes. Here we are. Next dodgy dealing, bombing Cambodia.
Bombing Cambodia? Do we have a problem with Cambodia, Henry?
None at all, Mr. President. In fact, we get on very well with Cambodia, but we do have a slight problem with the Viet we're currently engaged in, as you know, Your Highness.
So what is the problem, Henry?
We're losing.
Oh, no. So what are we going to do?
Bomb Cambodia.
But isn't Cambodia an entirely innocent and peace-loving country, full of lovely green forests and glittering blue rivers?
Totally innocent and peace-loving, Your Highness. But we've got to show the world, even if we're losing, we're still top dog.
But what about all the other nations? Won't they all start complaining if we bomb a totally innocent and peace-loving country?
They won't know, Your Highness.
You mean secretly bomb Cambodia?
Exactly, Your Majesty.
But in that case, we're on. Good thinking, Henry.
Thank you, Your Highness. It's mine honour and mine privilege.
Turn that bloody rubbish off, Henry.
Right you are, Mr. President. Turning it off now. Well, that was a trip and a half, wasn't it, Neil?
It certainly was, Buzz.
Something we won't forget for a very, very long time.
Right.
So, happy to be going back home again, Neil?
Certainly am, Buzz.
Back to the wives.
Old ball and chain.
Trouble and strife.
We'll show them who's boss now we've been on the moon. Now we're bona fide moon men.
Yes, we'll boss them about now we're bony, moody moon men.
Yes.
Oh, look, Neil.
What is it, Buzz?
Look at the world, Neil. How it's getting bigger and bigger as we're approaching. Isn't it wonderful, Neil?
Certainly is, Buzz.
But look, what is that place down there, I wonder, for example? Those lovely green forests with all them glittering blue rivers flowing through it. Where can it be?
I'll just look it up in my little space atlas. Oh, yes, here it is. Cambodia.
I never seen nothing so beautiful.
Neither have I, Buzz.
It looks like paradise on Earth. Anyway, only another 40 million miles to go. Put your foot down, Neil.
Will do, Buzz. Back in time for our TV dinners.
Lovely.
Right.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue.
Who's that sitting in the dark on the top step of her stoop? Is that Mrs. Aldrin?
It is actually, yes. Is that Mrs. Armstrong?
It is actually.
Hello.
Hello.
Any news?
Got a postcard.
Views of the moon?
Yep.
What did you say? Wish you were here?
That's the one.
Anyway, got to go now. Bye.
Hang on, Mrs. Armstrong. Mrs. Armstrong!
What is it, Mrs. Aldrin?
What you doing, Mrs. Armstrong? Driving off into the night.
What's it look like I'm doing? I'm driving off into the night.
Where are you going?
I don't know and I don't care.
No, no, no. Wait, Mrs. Armstrong. Wait.
Don't try and stop me. Do you hear me?
But Mrs. Armstrong, Mrs. Armstrong.
I'm coming with you, Mrs. Armstrong. Coming with me?
Yes.
So why is that, Mrs. Aldrin?
Because I've been thinking, Mrs. Armstrong.
Thinking?
Yes. Sitting here on the top step of the stoop and thinking.
So what you been thinking on the top shop of the stoop of the soup and stinking?
This is what I've been thinking, Mrs. Armstrong. All my life I've been making the beds, shopping for groceries, doing the load dusting, having fondue evenings and laying beside my husband night after night, gazing up at the stars and never once asked the question, is this all there is?
And is it, Mrs. Aldrin?
No, Mrs. Armstrong. It bloody well isn't. Budge up. I'm coming in.
So where to, Mrs. Aldrin?
Fly me to the moon, Mrs. Armstrong. Fly me to the moon.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words.